with your blessed self. Be seated with your blessed self a minute. You don't know how blessed you are. I ain't talking about what you got. I'm talking about who you are. You've been empowered. You've been made the blessing of God. Say, I am the blessing. Say it loud. Say, I am the blessing. Say it loud. Say, I am the blessing. You've been empowered, Ty. We've been empowered. We've been empowered. We are actually the empowerment. Say, I am the empowerment. It's one thing to be empowered, but it's another thing to be the empowerment. It's one thing to ask God for power, but it's another thing to be the power of God. Everybody say switch. Come on, I like to switch or something. Say switch. See, my mind got to switch from trying to receive to release. Everybody say release. Come on, do your hand like you're releasing something. See, you're releasing something. See, you got it already. See, I got it already. Come on, say, I already got it. So I've got to switch from receiving to releasing. Gone are the days of Ephesians chapter 4. The scripture says that Christ is the head of the church, not the figurehead. Gone are the days of Jesus being the figurehead of Christianity. He's being the face of the company, right? Those days are gone forever. Sometimes that's how we were taught. Sometimes that's how we learn Christianity. We taught that Jesus was the, you know, and we go straight to the cross. He died on the cross and he rose again. Amen. He did it for me. Well, what else did he do for you? What's all that other stuff he did them 3 years in ministry? Is that the gospel? Is the gospel only at the cross, or is the gospel the whole story? Listen to what I'm saying to you. Gone are the days of Jesus being the figurehead or the one that just came saved you, because what did he save you from? Or I'll say, who did he save you from? Now, I'm not talking about the devil. He has no power or jurisdiction in our lives. Say it. He has no power or jurisdiction in my life. So I need to stop talking to him. I need to stop praying about him. I need to stop rebuking him. I need to stop giving him conversation. He don't get none. Everybody say, he don't get none. He don't get none. So we're not talking about him. So who actually did I get saved from? Come on, point to you. Come on, point to you. Come on, come on. It ain't just me. Point to yourself. He saved me from myself, from my lower self, my self that didn't know that I was one with God, the self that I didn't know that I was made in his image and his likeness, that self that's trying to figure things out. I heard this. We're so busy trying to figure things out when God's just trying to get his figure out. I heard that. Well, yeah, heard that right before I walked out here. Yeah, we're so busy trying to figure it out. We calculating and then we pray over here. We pray on this knee, then we pray on this knee. Then we pray on that day, then we pray on that day, and we take communion that day, then we do those things, and we're trying to figure it out. God said, I just want my figure out. I'm just trying to get my figure out of you. Image and likeness, the figure of God, the image and likeness. I'm just trying to, I'm drawing that out of you, because that was my intention. I started, I pray the Lord's Prayer on a regular. I pray it several times a day. And I started praying with a different tone. Because, you know, we, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come thy will. But I started praying it like, wait, our Father who art in heaven, y'all see my face? Hallowed be your name. Your character is holy. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. We forgive our debt leaders. For thine is the kingdom. This is your plan. I didn't start this. I didn't get up there over the void and chaos and say, let there be light. You did that. I didn't decide to be made from the dust of the earth. That was your decision. God, that's how you wanted it to be. So who am I to change it another way? Who am I to go to God and do it differently than what he expects? Who am I to present myself different than the image of God? It is a dishonor and disrespect to look like something else than God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, dishonorable. It's dishonorable for the gift of him breathing on the inside of us and we become a living soul. To live lower than this is dishonor. So we got to start thinking of it this way. We got to start seeing it this way in our minds. We got to start understanding that living lower than our means is dishonorable to God. We're being disrespectful. It's disrespectful to be in fear. It's disrespectful to be in anxiety. It is not normal. Say it's not normal. Come on, say anxiety is not normal. Fear is not normal. Sickness and disease is not normal. That's not the normal thing. I don't care who else got it. That's not my norm. Come on, say it. That's not my norm. Come on, say it again. That's not my norm. If you don't watch the serpent or the system, it'll lull you to sleep and have you accepting things that you shouldn't accept and accepting identities that are not who you are. Are y'all hearing me? You hear me? Say amen.
Amen.
So gone are the days, and watch it, I'm going to talk to you about something. Gone are the days of Jesus being the figurehead. He's the head of the church. I want to read a little bit. Ephesians 4, and we'll start off, and I could really start off at verse 1 and read all the way through, but I'm going to start at verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. See that till? Yes. Till said it means we're doing something until something happens. So something's supposed to happen. Yes. Everybody say something's supposed to happen. Look at your neighbor and say something's supposed to happen. We're looking for something to happen. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. So until we all come into the unity of the faith, right? Until we all come into the knowledge of the Son of God. Oh, what does that mean? Till we start functioning like the Son of God. That the same way he looks, we look. When I look in the mirror, you remember Jesus said, "When you see the Father?"
Right.
When I look in the mirror, I see the same thing. Don't y'all get scared on me up in here now. Hey, don't y'all. Hey, you know something? Get scared.
Yeah.
It's okay. Get scared, but do it by faith.
Right.
Look in the mirror in the morning. I say, "I see you, Lord. I see you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
I see you, Lord. Come on. I see you, Lord. I see you working on the inside of me, Lord. I see your image all over me. Come on, say it. I see your image. Some of y'all can pull your phone out and look at the camera, turn your camera on and say, I see you, Lord.
See,
sometimes you need to do that. Instead of going off in tongues because you're afraid, pick the phone up and say, I see you, Lord. I see what you're doing. I see you working. You're working right now on the inside of me. Are y'all hearing me? The knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Everybody say fullness of Christ.
Fullness.
And I can't stay here too long. Everybody say fullness of Christ.
Fullness.
Not halfness of Christ. Not a percentage of Christ. Not a piece of Christ. Fullness of Christ. Measure of the stature. You see it? Unto the measure. So if Jesus is 6'5", we 6'5". I'm trying to make you understand. 6'5", 230, me too then. Everybody say me too.
Yes.
Whatever size Jesus is. Y'all better say what I'm saying. Whatever size Jesus is, that's my size. You know what I'm saying? Now,
whatever size Jesus
is, that's my size.
I'm the same size.
Measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means whatever stature Jesus got, the stature that I got. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. They take you everywhere but one with God. They tell you everything else and tell you to do everything else, but say that that's my size. If that's your size, Jesus, that's my size. And a sleight of men and cunning craftsmen, whereby they lie and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him. In how many things?
All.
In how many things?
All.
Come on, say in how many things? I grow up into him in all things. I don't just grow up in him in our prayer life. I don't just grow up in him in my marriage. I don't just grow up in him in
all.
And grow up into him. This is said in y'all Bible too, right? The same thing it said in y'all Bible? Okay, I'm just making sure I ain't tripping. Which is the head, even Christ. Not the figurehead. He's the head. And we're gonna see Jesus start talking in a minute. And Jesus get to talking. He said, don't ask me to go to the Father for you. I ain't making it up. He said that. You're going to go to the Father for yourself. Woo-hoo, let's go. Let's go. John chapter 14. If you have not, and God started giving me a different understanding or giving me a clearer understanding of what he said when he was talking about baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When I looked up that word, and I preached about it at Prosperity Bible, when he looked up the word baptize, it's not the baptize that you think. It's not the dipping in the water, because it's a quick dip, then you dry off, and you're done with that. But it's talking about submerging long enough until you change or ferment into something else. The way he described it, until the vegetable becomes the pickle. In other words, you put the cucumber in there until it stays there long enough in the solution until the whole molecular structure changes and it is no longer a cucumber, but it is now a pickle. It is no longer what it was, but it is something new. He who is in Christ is a new creature. Are y'all hearing me? So I'm paying attention to how what he's talking about, baptizing yourself in there. He's talking about holding you down till you change. You staying down in the water, staying down in the word till you change, not dipping down in the word to get something to put on your problem. Come on, come on, amen. Come on, somebody wave your hand at me. Somebody wave your hand. You know we're guilty. You know we learn. Sometimes we learn afraid to put the word on it. I got it. I understand what that means. Get a word on it. I understand what that means. But how about you be the word on it? The word you're looking for is with you. It is you. You just didn't know what he put on the inside. Listen to what I'm trying to tell y'all. Move from figurehead to the head. I don't want to stay there too long. They call somebody the head of the company. They call them the brains of the company. Jesus is the brains of the operation. Listen to what I'm saying. Jesus, from Adam to Jesus, God was mastering the formula. It was all on purpose. We got to believe God. Everybody say, I believe God. So, and we can't be selective believers. You hear me, Jude? We can't be selective believers. That means if he said it, we got to believe it. So when he say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of evil, not thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end, he mean that. When we say he's the Alpha and Omega, he mean that. When we say, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher, it was already written. I've already planned this out. It is already finished. Everybody say it is finished. So if God has already planned it out, then all of these things were purposeful. Sometimes you don't even know the things that you've been through was all a part of the plan. And you've been rebuking the devil when it's developing something in you. I cannot be developed unless I get some pressure. I need pressure. I need that pressure to show me what I got. I need the pressure to show me who I am. Because I don't know who I am unless the pressure show up. Yeah. Y'all stop rebuking the pressure and stand up to it. Stand up to it. Because you are not supposed to. Jesus would say something. Jesus said, resist not evil. Y'all know we resisting evil all day long. We don't want no evil come towards us. Resisting in the name of Jesus. Get behind me, Satan, all that, right? We resist it. He said, resist not evil. Because he understands that the evil got to come for you to know how to walk through it. How can you have a testimony without a test? So when the pressure come on, let the pressure come on. Yeah, when the pressure show up, let the pressure show up. And then you press the pressure. You hear me, Nana? You press the pressure. Ain't no time to cry. Hey, man, y'all sit down, y'all sit down, y'all sit down, y'all sit down. Y'all sit down. When the pressure come on, the pressure only showed up, Rod, because it knew you were somebody. And watch this, y'all let me talk like I'm talking. Can I talk like I'm talking? Can I talk like I talk? The pressure's trying to punk you out. But not today. Not with me. You need to go down the street, because not with me. This ain't what you want. Come on, say it. This ain't what you want. Yeah, y'all know y'all done said it. This right here, this ain't what you want. Yeah, like that. Yeah. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. You're at the wrong house. This ain't what you want. I'm telling you now, you try to come over if you want to, but this ain't what you want. What they say, you're going to walk over here, but you're going to limp back. Amen. Y'all be seated. Be seated. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. Come on, everybody say, this ain't what you want. Come on, say, this ain't what you want. Don't come over here. This ain't what you want. That's our new confession for this week. This ain't what you want. Don't come over here because this ain't what you want. You think you want this, but this ain't what you want. And so when the pressure comes on, and you watch how I'm going to say it, and you glide through the pressure. Listen. That's the next pressure that comes on, you're going to glide through it. It's almost going to be like the pressure ain't even that. It's like, oh, this is what pressure is. I thought the pressure been making me think I needed to run from it, but I'm just gliding. Because my yoke is
easy.
So he says something. He says something. You ready? Yeah. He says something. He says, come here. All y'all that labor and heavy laden, Y'all fighting the pressure. And so it's hard. Y'all always in a battle. You're always in a fight. You're fighting the fight. You're always fighting. You know, Jesus didn't talk about fighting nothing. You get to the point where you start liking them fights. You start thinking fight is lifestyle. You think your lifestyle about fighting. It ain't about that. That ain't what he told me in the garden. In the garden, he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. You tell me fight nothing, Ty. I ain't tell me fight nothing. We out here fighting for what? So you glide through the, my yoke is. So, but he says something. He says, you have, but it's something that you have to do. You have to come here. Matthew 11. I'm just not even in there, but we're going to do it. We're going to go to John 14. Come here. Jesus is yelling, come here. And I for context sake, I'll read this, and we like to jump to verse 27. But we got started verse 25, and it says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, now nobody was really talking to him, but he was answering God and telling God, oh, I get it. Can I share Jesus with you?
Yeah.
Jesus was learning and revealing real time. Yeah. You remember the centurion? I gotta give you. Remember the centurion?
Yeah.
And he's going to the centurion. The centurion said, "My servant, yeah. My servant got a. He's sick. I need you to heal him." So he comes to Jesus, right? Jesus says, "Cool, I'm gonna come heal him."
Yeah.
That's pretty normal, right? Because
yeah.
Jesus was used to going to people's house, going to their house and healing them.
Right.
That was the way that Jesus was doing it. That was his method for doing it at the moment. Right? The centurion said, no. You can't come to my house because I got too much going on. I got some things going on up in here that I know you're a holy man. I can't. They got some stuff going on up in the house. I'm not worthy for you to come over here. Now, it would seem like Jesus should have said, well, get your house in order. Then I'll come heal your servant. It would seem like Jesus should have said, hey, you better get your life right now. You better join a good church and get your life together. Get out of sin. Because, healing don't work when you're in sin. But that ain't what he said. I'm about to show you something. It is not a meritocracy. Right? God and you is not based on your merit. Listen to what I'm saying. You don't work up to God. You work from God. See, when you say you're a joint heir, there are things that you get just because you are heir. An inheritance is something that you didn't work for. You did no work for it. But the youngest billionaires in the world are in their teens and early 20s, and they ain't done a thing. Their daddy sold something, and they just got some money for it. Ain't done a thing, Julius. Why I can't? Why? Who my daddy is? Who your daddy is? Come on now. Come on. Why can't I just inherit and work for my inheritance? What were we talking about before that? The centurion. And he says, watch this. He's walking. And the normal way is Jesus is going the normal way that he knows to do things. Because he's going the normal way he believes that people's faith are. So he's going to go to his house and heal his servant. Centurion say, no. You can't come over here. Too much junk going over here. Don't do it. He said, I understand authority. Just speak the word. Speak the word. I know authority. I know I call one to come and he come. I tell one to go and go. So I understand how this works. Now, this is not a child of Israel. This is not one that's in the family. Whoo, Lord have mercy. Y'all better let me talk to y'all real quick. He's not of Jewish faith. He's not one of the children. Children. He said, but I understand authority. Everybody say, I understand authority. I receive it. Everybody say, I understand authority. Come on, say, I understand authority. Come on, say, I understand authority. So because I understand authority, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, whoa, I ain't seen such great faith. Not all in Israel. Then he started telling the story. He said, man, the children from other places are going to come and get what the children of the house are supposed to get. Because they understand authority. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Now, Jesus is planning to do it a certain way. I'm telling y'all, he's learning and revealing at the same time, real time. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
He's learning and revealing. See, God is doing this God had to fix man's brain. Man brain, some of our brains. Got all our ancestors and all our mom and our nana and them and how we grew up and what we couldn't have and who we couldn't be and all that stuff and what we grew up in school and what they told us and all that stuff is ingrained in our brain. So Jesus had to fix man's brain. He had to fix the DNA. He had to bring it back into accordance with God. Now Jesus is going to do it a certain way, but because he sees the great faith that understands authority, he does it another way. That wasn't the way that he planned on doing it though. So Jesus said, oh, we can do it this way. It's another way. Jesus is the real-time update. He's a real-time update of mankind. While he's walking, he's updating. Right? The reason he had to come in the flesh, because he had to fix the flesh. He had to fix the failure of mankind ever since Adam. All of them was failing. You know, Jesus said, John 10, y'all sit down, please. In John 10, he says, all that came before me are thieves and robbers. I said, what, everybody? Well, I'm trying to think of all the people that came before him. All the prophets and Moses and Elijah and Elisha and all of them, they came before him. He said, all of them that came before me was thieves and robbers. I say, how, Lord? He said, because they stole you from you. If I don't give you who you really are, I'm stealing from you. If I don't tell you that you got ownership, and I got you acting like you're trying to get it, I got you acting like a thief. Yeah. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. The next thing he says, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So hold on. What mind is he talking about? Hold on now. Hold on. Is he telling me to let an equal with God mindset be in me? Oh, we get tight. Oh, I know. I know we get tight. I know. Equal with God. Say, I'm equal with God. Stop thinking about where you think you ain't equal at. I know what your mind do. I got your mind. I got him. I know what your mind do because mine be doing it. Get to talking. We ain't equal with God. You know, yesterday you ain't there. You know how you're feeling right now. Your leg ain't hurt right now. I don't care about none of that. Right. Say, I'm equal with God. When you call God your father, you're calling yourself equal with God. Why do you think he told us to pray that way? He's trying to call out the equality out of you. He's called out righteousness means equity or equality with God. He's trying to call out the righteousness in you. But he says something, and we're still in Matthew 11. He says something. Right before this, and I got to give context. I love giving context so you can understand. And I think that you should get in these gospels and read them yourself. Yes, sir. Nah, I need an amen. I need a loud amen. Yeah. Nah, I need a loud amen. Yeah. I think you need to drown in the red. Yeah. How can you become red if you don't drown in it? You can't call Jesus your Lord and Savior and don't be listening to what he's saying. Almost to the point where you're quoting the same thing. What's your confession? Confess what he's saying. Right. I got a thing in my phone. I call them red formations. You know, affirmations. Y'all call them red formations. R-E-D formations. Yeah, red firming. I'm firming the red on the inside of me. It's red formations. I'm saying what he say. What you say, that's what I say. Y'all want me to read a little bit of it to you? Hold on. Well, let me read my red formations to y'all. Let me pull it up real quick. Hold on. Y'all, somebody going to ask me to text it to them. I already know what time it is. God created me in his image and his likeness. Y'all going to say this with me real quick.
Yeah.
Say, God created me
in
his image and likeness.
I am created
in God's image
and God's likeness.
I know this. But not only do I know this, I feel this in the fibers of my thoughts and emotions. I know where I come from. And I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me. Yeah. I am in Christ, and Christ is in me. Therefore, I'm in the Father, and the Father in me. I am one with God. I am one with God. I am one with God. Watch this, say this. Say, this was his idea. So I yield, say it loud, say, I yield to his idea about who I am.
There is none good
but one, and that is God. Because I am one with God, I expect all the goodness of God to come from me, to me, and through me. Yeah. Oh, here we go, here we go. Y'all ready? It's getting good. I can do nothing of myself. As I hear, I judge. And my judgments are just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one that sent me. I only do what I see the Father do. The Father works, so do I. Mm-hmm.
So when you see me,
you see the Father. Yeah, look at your neighbor and tell him that, because say, when you see me, you see the Father. Because he is the resurrection, I am the resurrection. I believe on Jesus. I believe on who and how he said that I am. So I will do the same works and greater works in my lifetime. I admit I have desires, wants, aspirations, but I accept and expect nothing less than the will of God. Mm-hmm. Whatever God's idea is on a matter is my idea on that matter. I am one with Christ. I am one with God. This is the truth that makes me free. Yeah, I'm doing this for a reason. God is my Father. Remember, you call God your Father, make yourself equal with God. They got mad at Jesus for calling God his Father, making himself equal with God. That's why he tells you pray our Father. He's trying to call something out of you. Listen, God is my Father. Therefore, my character is equalizing to God's character right now. I am what God has said. I am word in the flesh. Right now, just like Jesus, I remember who I am. I am blessed. I am already blessed. I am already blessed because I am an heir. I am already blessed because I am an heir of God. I am the blessing. The blessing that I am is drawing out all out of value to me. Mm-hmm. Not because of anything I do, because of who I am. Period. All of my outer actions come from my identity. I am rich, wealthy, and abundantly overflowing because my Father said so. Y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? Yeah, all that's because my Father said so. It's not because I'm good at it. It's not because I'm that good at it. It's not because I'm that good at it, because ain't nothing good but one. But because my Father said it, so I take him at his word. He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make. You ready for this? Say, Father God, you are my goal.
You are my goal.
You are my template. You are my identity.
You are my
image.
I am just like you.
God is the goal. Y'all know God is the goal, right? I don't know nobody tells you. God is the goal. The image of God and the likeness of God is the goal. Like, that's what he's looking for. When he come looking, he's looking for him. So now, back to this. Now, Jesus is, he's upbraiding his cities. Watch how Jesus, he real-time update. He's upbraiding these cities. He's going to Chorazin and all these. I did all these mighty works. If Sodom and Gomorrah saw all the mighty works I did in them, they would change. He going off. He said he chided them. Say, Jesus went to the cities and went off. Because I did all these mighty works, healed all these people raised from the dead, and you still didn't change your mind. You still didn't repent. You still didn't turn. Repent is not saying you're sorry. It's changing your mind. It's turning from the way that you were thinking to the way you should be thinking. Then he said, oh, right there, verse 25. He answered. He said, and answered. I said, you answered. Yeah, he answers God. He said, oh, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babes. In other words, he said, oh, I get it, Lord. They didn't change because they're too wise and they're too prudent. So you hid it from them. Oh, you got to watch yourself now. You got to watch where you are. And reveal them unto babes. Come on now. Ain't no upper class Christians. Y'all know what he meant. We you know what he got the, we just like this phrase, the phrase babes in Christ. Because you've been to church longer than them. I've been a member of, they just joined, so now they're a babe in Christ. They're going to be the ones that's going to get it because he revealed it under. except you become as a little child. You get to the king. Suffer the little children to come unto me. Even so, the Father is good in our sight. So it's good that it's hidden from him. All things delivered to me to my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, and neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. The Son has to reveal him. The Son is constantly, Jesus the Christ is constantly revealing God to you, in you, as you. But you'll never see him where he is if you don't let the Son reveal him to you. Are y'all hearing me? Watch what he says. Verse 28. Let's read it together. Ready, read. And I will give you rest. That sounds good, don't it? That sounds good for him to give you some rest, huh? Y'all know we be asking for rest, huh? Amen. We just give us some rest, Lord. I just need some rest. Give me some peace, Lord. Just don't say rest in peace. I'm scared of that one. I know you don't want to do it. So watch how he says he's going to give you rest. Verse 29.
Yeah.
Everybody say take.
Take.
Mm-hmm. That means there's something that he's given, and there's something that you got to be taking. You got to on purpose. It says, take my yoke upon you. You know the yoke was the it's not yolk in the egg. I know some people think it's a yoke. It's not a yoke. It's a yoke. The yoke was what they put on the oxen, and they would put them on two of them. Usually they put the younger one with an older one, so that the older one can pull the younger one in the right direction. To make them plow in the right direction. To make them plow the straight line. So now when Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, he says, I'm plowing in a certain way, and you over there plowing another way, and you're working real hard and ain't getting nothing done. So I need you to come here. Come here. Come here. Use your hand. Say, come here. Come here. I'll be talking to Shanice tonight. Say, come here. And sometimes she hard-headed. She don't want to listen. She won't do what she want to do. Find yourself. I'd be like, man, why I be talking to kids? I say, why is she acting like that? But then I realized that's me. That's my seat. I walked the house and said, that's us right there. Find yourself. He said, come here. Because I see you working real hard and you ain't getting enough done. It's not getting enough results. It don't look like what I told you it looked like. And now you think you need more faith. Remember they say, Lord, increase our faith? He said, well, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. So he didn't say, I got you. In the name of Jesus, he increased the faith. No, he said, you just don't recognize what you have. So come here. Y'all toiling in faith. Come here, all y'all that labor and heavy laden, and I'm going to give you rest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the rest, Lord. Give me some rest, Lord. Give me some rest. I thought he was about to give me rest. He said, no, take my yoke. I thought he was giving me rest, but he gave me a yoke. I thought he just said he gonna give me rest. He just said that. But then he told me take his yoke. You mean you want me to put that on my neck? You want me to put on what you got on your neck on my neck? Oh, you mean to tell me you want me to get in the same? Because the yoke, when the yoke is there, you got to get down for the yoke. Yeah, bow down and worship. Yeah, bow down. You gotta get down to get that yoke upon you. You gotta assume the same position as Jesus. You gotta walk like him, move like him, talk like him. Whatever he look like, that's what I look like. So whatever, however he wearing a yoke, I can't get in the yoke and then start walking the way that I wanna go. Cause he gonna jerk you back in the slack. He gonna jerk the slack out you, right? Some of y'all know what that means, jerk the slack out you, right? He gonna pull you right back into place, but you gotta take the yoke. Now the problem is sometimes we don't wanna take the yoke cause the yoke is heavier than we wanna bear. The yoke sound like nobody left houses and land, mothers and fathers, wives and children, my name, sake of the gospel. The yoke says, lose your life to find it. The yoke says, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. You can't follow God until you denied yourself. You think you're a follower of Christ, but now you're not. Until you've denied yourself. I know you think you denied yourself when you got saved. I know you think you denied yourself because you be at church and be at prayer. But there's some other self need denial. Come on, not till you own it. Everybody say, I got to own it. Come on. Say it loud. Say, I got to own it. It's some other self in there that needs some denial. Yeah, y'all know it's right. That's why y'all laugh. And I know they got some other self in there. Yeah, you still got a little bit left. They need some denial. You deny yourself. Sometimes it's the good ideas you got. Because they ain't God idea, they ain't really that good. I need you to take my yoke upon you. Put this on. Come on, y'all put it on. Come on. Put this on. I'll put this on. Put your head down a little bit like you gotta do. I gotta put this on. Right? And then learn of me. Now, as soon as he tell you take the yoke upon, he's bringing alignment. Because sin is unalignment. Sin is missing the mark. So every the products of sin, we think the actions are the sin, but you've already missed the mark. Remember Jesus started talking in Matthew 5. He said, if you lay with a woman, I say you committed adultery. He said, y'all all say if you lay with her, you committed adultery. But I said, if you looked at her, the lust on her, you'd already done it on the inside. You ain't touching nobody. But you're still an adulterer because he's trying to tell you where it's coming from. He's dealing with something else. Are y'all hearing me? So now I'm bringing you into alignment. You got to understand what that yoke is. I'm bringing you into alignment. If y'all listen, oh my God, I was supposed to say this a minute ago. If y'all did not listen to Sunday's message and last Wednesday's message, you are tripping. You need to baptize yourself in that word. The I am living, the I am anointed daily. Last Wednesday, oh my God, we are representatives of Jesus. We just like Jesus was, we are in this earth. Yes. Yeah. There should be no other conversation but that. Yes. Take the yoke on. I take the yoke upon. All right, what we doing? What we doing, Jesus? You mean what we doing, Jesus? How we moving, Jesus? How you moving? That's how you moving. That's how I'm moving. I got your yoke upon. And watch this. I'm looking at you because I'm learning of you. You can't learn of Jesus passively. You can't learn of Jesus with a devotion plan. Yeah, it's not a devotional. No, you can't learn of him on Sundays and Wednesdays, and Thursdays if you fancy. Yeah. You can't learn. You have to. Learning of Jesus requires death. Yes. It requires death and denial of yourself. It requires me to get in that red word and take him for what he's saying. If he's saying that in that red word, then that's what I'm saying. Paul, if you pay attention to Paul, Paul is always referring you back to Jesus. He said, "I don't know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified." Are y'all hearing? But sometimes we can bypass Jesus. He the Savior. He did it all for me. What all did he do for you? You don't know because we ain't read him. Learn of me. Everybody say, learn of me. He said, I'm learning before I'm meek. Watch, he said, I'm meek and lowly in heart. He said, you're going to give me rest. He gave me a yoke. I thought he was going to give me rest. He handed me a yoke. And I'm tripping. I'm like, man, I thought you were going to give me rest. He gave me some work. Come on, y'all know how I feel. Yeah. I told somebody today, and I was talking to Darius, I said, no matter how much land God give you, you got to clear it off. Y'all know, y'all think heaven is a utopia, we're going to lay down and sip my ties and things and chill out on the beach. And no, Eden is perfect, huh? Fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. You know when he makes man, the thing he says before he makes man is, he looked around and saw everything, and it was good what he did. He said, but I ain't had no man to till the ground. This is how it starts. This is how you're talking about, oh, well, God made me because he wanted a relationship. You know the story we've been hearing? God made me because he wanted a relationship and he wanted somebody to love. And no, God said, hey, I did a good work, but ain't no man to till the ground. So let us make man. y'all know. In former days, before now, that's why people was having children. They needed people to come work. Yeah. Okay. I be studying too much. You know the word family really means slavery, like servants, like you get a family to come serve around the house. Yeah, like that's why they had 10 and 15 kids, because we need somebody to come pick up these greens out of this garden. You build your own community. Come on, we having kids because we love, we just want to build it. No, you need some workers over there. So Jesus say, God say, I'm going to build all this good stuff, but ain't no man to till the ground. I thought he was going to give me rest, and he gave me some work. I thought he was going to give me rest, because that's what he said. He said he'll give me rest, right? But it didn't come in the form of what you thought rest was. But that's what rest looks like. It don't go together on work, rest, yoke, rest. You done told me to put a yoke on. What? That sounds like more work. It's only work. You ready for it? Are y'all ready? If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say, if you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
It has only worked for you when you're fighting against the pricks. See, when you're fighting against the direction that he's going into, it becomes work because you're pulling the other way with the yoke when he's going that way, and Jesus will not be deterred for you. I found out something about God's will. God's will is not dependent on you, nor will it change because of you.
Right.
God will cut his losses.
Right.
No, no, y'all need to understand what I'm saying. I found out something about God. When I saw them people ask for a king, y'all know that story?
Yeah.
And God said, y'all don't need a king.
Right.
They said, yeah, but we want a king. They got a king. We want a king. God said, nah, 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 you don't need a king. He said, yeah. But look what they're doing. They got a king. We want a king. God said, man, they going to take your daughters.
Right.
Your sons are going to die. All this stuff. God is telling them this through the prophet.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, we hear all that. But we want a king. And this is when I learned God, Todd. You want to know I learned God when God said, cool. You got it. Y'all want a king? I'm going to get y'all a king. And it's crazy because it's not his will. It's not what he wanted, but he'll do it because you wanted it that bad. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, though. So you got to understand why. You understand I receive. You understand why he's telling you to pray. Our Father prayer, the way he tells you to pray. He's telling you to pray that because he's trying to get you from your lower level wants. Because somebody done told you that's what you need. Somebody done told you that's what you had to have. And I saw God and God said, cool. And went, not only did he get him a king, he anointed him a king. I said, oh, he different. I said, oh, he different. He different than what I thought. You mean to tell me if I keep pushing the issue, he going to let the issue be pushed? You mean to tell me if I choose the way that I want to go, he going to let me go that way? And he going to cut his loss? That means he going to let you go ahead and fade out into the sunset because you didn't want to change. His will not change for you. You change for the will. Come on, say, I change for the will. Come on, say it again. Say, I change for the will. Come on, say it again. Say, I change for the will. Your prayers for all this stuff to change is not going to change. You change for the will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says, my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the one that sent me. Right? Lord, if you can, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not, but thy will be done. So now if he want me to have a yoke, then I need to have the yoke.
That's right.
And not only do I need to have the yoke, I need to stop asking questions, stop trying to figure it out, because my figuring it out has got me where I was.
Yes.
I need to shut up. Everybody look at yourself and say, shut up.
Shut up.
I don't know how you're going to look at yourself, but do it right quick. I don't want you to look at your neighbor. Look at yourself. Come on, close your eyes. You can look at yourself. Shut up. Sometimes that's what you need to say.
Yes.
When the fears and doubts and all that come up and all that, where are you trying to figure out? And God didn't tell you what you're going to do, but you're trying to say something else. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. It's the most anointed word you'll say to yourself. Shut up. Next time that pain hit.
Shut up.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, shut up. You have no jurisdiction over here.
No.
Shut up.
Shut up.
So shut up and take the yoke. Stop fighting it. Now it's only hard work for you now. Because he said, right after that, he said, learn of me. For I'm meek and little heart, you'll find rest for you. So he said, in the process of the yoking and the working, you'll find the rest that I said I was going to give you. See, the rest is hidden in the progress. Nah, y'all not hearing me. Y'all not hearing me. Bars, that's bars. I'm rapping good right now. The rest is on the inside of the process. The rest is on the inside of the process. Do you understand what I'm saying? I receive it. So while the process is going on, you're finding the rest. See, I said, I'm going to glide through that pressure. It's the rest because I realize the process is processing me. It's peeling back all those layers that all them people put on me. All them identities, nan, 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 mom on them, and all them people that didn't make it and with their old time religion, right? And all that stuff they didn't put on me. He's peeling back the layer. I got to send you through the bushes and through the woods to start scraping that up. When the deer, when it got the antlers, we see all the majestic antlers that the deer got or whatever, right? But before they're majestic and pretty like they are, they're covered with fur, right? I'll be watching Animal Planet. Discovery Channel. Boy, y'all laughing.
Yeah.
Boy, you'll find Jesus up in there, boy.
Yeah.
I said, well, they can do it. I can do it. Jesus said, look at the birds. I said, I'm looking at the birds, Lord.
Yeah.
I got to watch the flower documentaries and everything. As soon as Jesus said, look at the flower. They don't talk, not spin. I said, me neither, Lord. What the flowers doing?
Right. Yep.
Them deer got stuff on the antler, so it ain't that pretty.
Right.
So what they got to do, they got to go scrape it. They got to go scrape on some stuff and scrape on some wood and scrape on the bark of the trees. It's almost scraping until it's bloody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, y'all go look it up. Go YouTube it. It's scraping and scraping and scraping and scraping and scraping and scraping and scraping. But we see the pretty antlers that didn't come out the wood. Now they walk with the pretty antlers, but you don't know the scraping they've been through. And sometimes you're asking God to give you something that you got already, but you won't go through the scraping. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, finally, John. Oh, let me get this to you real quick. Jesus mastered the formula of God in man and God as one. This is what he mastered it. When it is finished, he was saying, watch this. This was supposed to be what I was be talking about, but here we go. When he said it is finished, he said the recipe is finished. See, Jesus is the recipe. Yeah, Jesus is he's the recipe. He's everything. He's the how long you keep it in the heat and how many, 2 teaspoons of this? And a couple of tablespoons of this, and then hold it for about 15 minutes, and stop trying to improvise. If you don't follow the recipe, you won't get what the outcome is. It was supposed to be that, but it ain't come out like that. It don't taste like that, mama. Watch this, he finished it and gave us the recipe. Stop adding stuff to it. John 14. And 12. Now watch Jesus, and I need you to see him this way. And I can't even share it all. You're going to have to go read. If you really knew, I teach a class called Living by the Book. And they say sometimes, they talk about studying the word, and say sometimes studying the word is like shredded wheat. Like, you know it's good for you, but it's just, you don't like the way it tastes. Because it's just, y'all know it. I got to read my word for the day. Y'all, tell the truth. Everybody say amen. So we be by ourselves. Amen. I know y'all got to read the word today. I got to make sure I pray for an hour today. I got to read the word. I got to get it done. It's the work. Y'all know. Don't be talking about, I love the word so much. He said, but it'll get to the point where it's like, oh, and I don't know what your favorite fruit is, but like strawberries and cream.
Yeah.
It'll be something that you're looking for. If you knew, and that's what I know. I don't think you know what Jesus is telling you. I almost started a podcast one time called Y'all Don't Know Jesus. Because I don't think, if only you knew, y'all know the song, right? If you really knew what Jesus was telling you about you, you couldn't put it down. Them red words will be running across your eyes when they closed. That's how they be for me. I go to sleep with it on. I go to sleep. I got a playlist on my phone. It's Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And I just, thank you, Holy Spirit. And I just let it play. Are y'all hearing me? I don't let those words depart from my eyes. And I let it play. When I got a time, I put it on. And the kid be like, I be having it on at night. She be like, I can't sleep. I say, I'm sorry. I'll put it under the pillow. I put it on the pillow and got to listen to it real slow like that because I'm trying to listen to it because I'm trying to see what he's saying because I know what he's saying is who I am.
Yeah.
And if you only knew who you really were and who he was trying to tell you were, you would never put it down.
Yes.
The only reason you put it down because you don't know. You don't know and maybe you don't believe. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Watch what he says. This hit me different today. John 14 and 12. First, verse 6. He watched this, the recipe. Everybody say the recipe.
Yes.
Verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and no man comes to the Father but by me. What is he trying to tell you? That I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody is one with God but by me. I'm trying to show you the way to be one with God.
Right.
They lied to us and told he was just a ticket to heaven. Well, where heaven at? Low hill. Lord, there, where the kingdom of God is. Watch this. Verse 12. Verily I say unto you, this hit me today. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And I thought that was a future thing. I thought, I got to believe on Jesus so I can do some miracles, because that's what that sounds like. I got to believe on Jesus so I can do whatever he's doing. That's what that sounds like. But what I heard today was, if I really believe on Jesus, then I'm doing the things that he's doing. So I'm looking at the red words, and I'm seeing his perspective on that thing. Whatever you think is what I think. Hey, Jesus, whatever you think is what I think. However you feel about it is how I feel about it. If you said love my enemies, that's what I'm doing. I'm loving my enemies. I'm praying for those that despitefully use me and persecute me. When is the last time you brought them up in prayer? Put them on your prayer targets. Nah. Put them on your prayer targets. Your prayer targets, you got up on the mirror? We're the last person that despitefully used you. Write their name up there and pray. See, you ain't ready. You ain't ready for the yoke. You ain't ready for the yoke, so it can never birth out of you. Father, forgive them. How could you be on the cross when people that you were saving and delivering and healing, and they the ones that said, give us Barabbas? How could you do this? What kind of man is this that you could be up on the cross and they spit in you and all your partners left? All your people left you, and the ones that were close to you were denying you. They said they ain't know you and started cussing the people. How could you do that? And he still say, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. This is something else. This sounds like God. This looks like God. And that same spirit is on the inside of you, but you don't want to pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. But you'll pray. And you want your prayers to get answered. Don't you? You want your prayers to get answered, huh? When you got something going on in your life and in your body, you praying about that, but not the ones that despitefully use you. But what if you praying for the ones that despitefully use you causes your miracle to be there? What if you praying for those that despitefully use and persecute you is the thing that pulls God out of you and begins to, out of thy belly shall flow rivers of? So he said, I heard it. He said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also. So the way that I do it, he going to do it. The way that I say it, they going to say it. The way that I move, that's how they going to move. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. I didn't hear the future thing. What am I doing right now? What am I doing right now? Do I look like Jesus right now? Did I answer that like Jesus? Did I respond to them like Jesus? No, not the power. What about the meek and lowly in heart? You'll find rest for your soul. The recipe. Really quick. The word recipe, and I looked it up. I like to look up the word etymology. I look up the words. And it says, watch this, it says a medical prescription or a formula composing of a remedy written by the physician. Wow. We call him the great physician. He said, I ain't come for those that didn't need a physician. Huh? That's over there. I got it right there. It's over there in Matthew 9, 10 through 12. He's coming to give you the formula as a remedy. As a remedy of your broken self. Of your lower self, I'm giving you the remedy. The remedy's in red. The recipe's in red. Come on, man. Come on. It says, watch this. It says it comes from the Latin word and it spells the same recipe. It says take. That's what recipe mean. I thought y'all know y'all went straight to food. food is a lower definition in there. First it says you got to take that. You take the remedy. Then it says not only take, it's at the same time it says to hold or contain. John, he said, you love me, you keep my commandments. What do you think Jesus is doing? He's mixing something in you. He's developing something in you, and you ain't never really cooked nothing good without no fire. Oh, that's so he's giving me the remedy, and he told me to take it and hold it. No. He's giving me the remedy.
Yes, sir.
And he told me to take it and hold it. No. He has given me the remedy. Yes, sir. And he told me to take it and hold it. If the recipe is already finished and it is perfected, why am I out here looking for another way to do it? Come on, Roger. Why is it that I'm adding all this other stuff? You trying to sprinkle cinnamon on it. Ain't raisins don't go in potato salad. What? Do y'all understand what I'm saying to y'all? Listen, stick to the script. Everybody say stick to the script. Say it loud, stick to the script.
Stick to the script.
Stop improvising. Stop ad-libbing. I just hate to be singing and then somebody start ad-libbing. This is not your part. Get your harmony and lock it. We don't need you to do nothing else. You're not the lead on this song. So stop ad-libbing. Oh, y'all heard me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for God so loved the world. You know, the word world means a harmony. It's a harmonious arrangement. It's something that he already put together and has worked together all good. So he sent his son to show you how to work it. All you got to do is know your part in the harmony. What you a soprano, alto, or tenor? It don't matter. They got one in between tenor and alto called contralto. I don't care which one you are. Find your part and stick it. And hold your part. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Find your part and stick it. Do the harmony. Let Jesus sing it. He go, he can do whatever he want to do. Let him do the lead. You just hold the harmony. Come on, say hold the harmony.
Hold the
come on, y'all heard what I said. Just hold the harmony.
Hold the
it sounds like when he said pray for our enemies, love our enemies, pray. He's trying to hold the harmony.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to keep the harmony in and out, dissension out. He's building something in us. It's a word that almost leaped and then we'd be done. It's the word written. It's a prescription. It's something that's prescribed. So it's written before. It's prescribed to you, right? It's written to you before you took it. When you ever got a prescription? Yeah, but you ain't take it before you got the prescription. You couldn't take it until you got the prescription. So when he passed it to you, you take it. And you take it however many times they told you to take it. Y'all know y'all be doing it. And doctor tell you take it two times and take it with a meal. You know, you be on the clock with a meal or no. What time is it? 10 o'clock, you tell me to take it. I'm going to take it right now with a meal right now. So the great physician has a prescription as well. Search the script. Prescription. Search the scriptures. The enemy you think you have life, but they testify me, but you won't come to me. It's John 5:39. Watch. It says it is a prescribed formula. A word written by, I'm the reading this thing. It says word written by physicians at the head of prescriptions. We just talked about the head. He's the head of prescribing it. Jesus, I can't stay, I'm gone. Jesus already know what's coming. You know God know what's coming already, right? So he's trying to build you for what's coming before it comes. So that you can glide on through the pressure. Are y'all hearing? But you've got to take the prescription. And the prescription is in red. I appreciate everything everybody else did. Look, I'm going to give you three real quick. You ready? I'm going to say them fast. You ready? Jesus Christ is God's mind in man. He's the epitome of God's mind in man. You got to go back and get this because I'm saying it fast. Number two, the Bible tells me where I am in proximity to that mind. And then number three, everything outside of that is sin. Amen. Amen. Amen.